Hi, it's Alison from Sanctuary, bringing, I hope, a word of life to a nation in lockdown. I'm reflecting on Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14, on this fifth week of Lent. The people were devastated. Families, friends, and neighbours had been killed by an invading army. Bodies had been abandoned with no proper burial. Shops were shuttered. Streets were emptied of life. Those who survived were in exile and everything had changed. They couldn't worship in the usual places, they couldn't go to familiar markets or town squares, and they no longer saw their friends. The judiciary system was a shadow of its former self, and new rules and regulations governed everything. People's lives were in tatters, their culture was rocked to the core, and the economy was shot. They felt completely cut off. Cut off from their land. Cut off from each other. Cut off from God. Does this sound familiar? This is Israel in the 6th century BCE. This is Israel invaded by Babylon, taken into exile and not really sure if they were dead or alive. And it's to these devastated people, the living dead, that the prophet Ezekiel speaks. But what does he say? God says God remembers them and will remember them and put their lives back together. God sees their dryness, their desiccation, their living death, and their despair. And God's word will fill them with vitality. God's spirit will be breathed into them and will give them life. And God will bring them back to the places and the land that they love. We are facing a long period of lockdown. It's a time when we cannot go to our usual places, or be with our usual people, or worship in our usual ways. We will not be able to do many of the things which make our lives feel joyful or meaningful. Our economy is in tatters. Our culture is swiftly changing. And we are being rocked to the core. It's already hard, and it's going to get harder. People will get sick, and some will die. People we know and love might be slain by the invisible army, the legion rampaging across the face of the earth. If they fall ill, we will not be able to visit. If they do not survive, we will not be able to say a proper goodbye, for funerals as we know them are banned. And as the economy continues to collapse, all our social contracts are rapidly changing. Work, healthcare, and the role of the state. We are entering a time of exile from life as we know it. For many of us, it will feel like death. We will feel cut off from one another, from our places, and from God. We may wonder if God has forgotten us. But through the prophet Ezekiel, God speaks words of reassurance and words of promise. Because God sees what is going on. Even as we are locked down, God remembers us and will stay with us through these times. God sees our dryness, our desiccation, our despair. Yet God's word will fill us with vitality. God's spirit will give life and God will guide us. So take hold of these promises and dwell in God's word. Dwell in God's word. Take every opportunity to meditate on the word, for God's word gives life, even in the driest desert, even to the driest bones. Join midday prayers, join a small group, do whatever you can to dwell richly in God's word. Look to the future. Look to the future. Our individual bodies may be separate right now, and there is a sadness in that. Let us acknowledge that sadness, but let us also look with eager expectation to the time when God will once again gather us up into one body, vibrantly alive in the Spirit. And remember the Spirit. Remember that where there is wind, where there is breath, there is Spirit. And where there is Spirit, you will find God's life. Even when nothing is normal and we retreat behind closed doors, there is still wind, there is still breath. Pay attention. Breathe in. Breathe out. And pray. For God's peace will fill you and will give you life in these desert times. Amen. So trust in the one who is the resurrection and the life. Stand firm before the forces of death and speak words of life. And may God raise you out of the grave of your fear. Give your faith bones, muscle, flesh, and fill you with the life breath of the Spirit, that in even these darkest times you will know God's deep and abiding joy. In the name of Christ I pray. Amen. If you value what you heard, there's always more to read on our website at sanctuarybaptist.wordpress.com. Sanctuary is funded entirely by members and supporters. If you'd like to support the work of this little church, you can make a donation via PayPal, and you can find the details for this on the website. That's all for today, and I'll catch you another time.